the Woke Settler Podcast. I'm your host, Finn Hellum, and I'll be talking to you about the forced sterilization of Indigenous women in Canada. From 1966 to 1976, over 1,000 Indigenous women in Canada were sterilized without proper or informed consent. Here's lawyer Elisa Lombard explaining just exactly what forced sterilization is.
Sterilization is a procedure by which a woman undergoes a birth control treatment, if you will, or a sterilization procedure, more commonly known as getting your tubes tied, without her proper and informed consent. And now, proper and informed consent involves a few pillars. Firstly, the woman has to have capacity to engage in the discussion. So any stressors, any difficult environments, difficult circumstances where she's not able to focus on the discussion may suggest that she does not have capacity at a particular time. Secondly, there has to be disclosure, full disclosure, of the risks and the consequences. Because sterilization is a non-essential medical procedure, meaning that it is never emergent, that increases the obligation of disclosure. And so that disclosure is undertaken or should be undertaken specifically by the operating physician, who would provide the patient with information with respect to the risks, the consequences, the benefits of the procedure, as well as any other options. Now, within that full disclosure, there's also the requirement that the woman be given enough time to weigh that information that's been imparted through the disclosure process. And that environment has to be proper. And so it can't be in a situation of stress, of urgency, of anything that would impact her ability to really think about it and come to a decision that is based on her will, her genuine will, in an exercise of her bodily autonomy. Fourth pillar involves an absence of coercion. And so coercion means that a person would be pushed to do one thing or another using various means, threats, misinformation, mischaracterization of circumstances, etc.
In 2018, 60 of these women came together to file a class action lawsuit and would each claim $7 million in damages. One of the big ideas leading this lawsuit was that forced sterilization was an act of torture, and therefore a violation of the Geneva Convention against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Two of the Indigenous women involved were Brenda Plachia and Tracy Banab. Here is Pelchia explaining just what exactly happened in her hotel room.
Social worker came in and that's when she told me, "We want you to have a tubal ligation." And I didn't want it, and I told her no, and then that's when she's like, "Well, we don't want you leaving us hospital until it's done."
Jaypreet Verdi from New Internationalist reported that doctors and nurses were making the decision to prevent the next generation from being born. This practice of cultural genocide has been going on since earlier than the 1960s and is still happening in this day and age, with the most recent reported incident in 2017. This crime is a despicable display of racism in the medical field, where women are supposed to feel safe in the hands of their doctors. Many have not even regained full consciousness after giving birth when they're asked to sign a consent form or even just badgered about it.
Mm-hmm.
the voice of Heather Baer, the Vice President of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, speaking on the act of forced sterilization.
What supports these women need, and of course we need to look at making sure it doesn't happen again. And I'd like to see the criminalization of this practice happen so that there is a stronger deterrent, because the criminal code as is not working. So I think we need to revisit that, and I would like to call on our senators, for example, to support a bill to amend the Criminal Code of Canada, to criminalize sterilization of Indigenous women and girls.
Can you tell me about a case in particular that struck you?
Well, they all strike me as very disturbing, but I know in one case a woman was begging for them to stop, and she could literally smell the fire as she was her tubes were being cauterized, and it just a thought, and to imagine that happening and her despair and the pain.
Is it true that you've heard that some women have been told that they can't see their babies unless they sign that piece of paper?
It's just dreadful and just heart-wrenching to hear, how nurses and professionals could be so uncompassionate and disrespectful of the desires and, when it comes to how our people are treated. Not only with this issue, but other issues. But right now, this is a critical issue that needs to be addressed immediately and condemned.
The Prime Minister speaks often of his commitment to righting wrongs for Indigenous people. Has he been supportive?
Well, I've heard it condemned, but like I say, for our Indigenous people, she is not blind. And that's where I... I'm kind of drawing the line here in terms of what people say, what people do is more important, and I think he has the power to make government accountable and the people accountable for this heinous, disturbing, repulsive crimes against.
Some of these women are first-time mothers. Others are more experienced parents. The child welfare system is also greatly involved in this practice, as it all comes down to who should have children and who should not. This may even be seen as another arm of residential schools, as they both include taking children away from the parents and attempting to destroy the presence of First Nations in Canada. With this injustice finally coming to light, hopefully many Indigenous women are saved the trauma of this form of torture. I'm Finn Hellam, and this was another episode of #WokeSettler. We'll see you next week.